This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. Firefighters are slowly getting control over almost 1,600-acre fire near Canyon City at this hour. The High Park fire is 37% contained after sparking up last week. A town hall is planned for 5 p.m. today at Cripple Creek Victor High School for an update. It's not known what caused that fire to spark up. Over $56,000 in damage is being reported from the last week's fire at two of those Colorado Springs mobile home parks. The El Paso County Assessor Steve Schlicker told county commissioners today that firefighters worked hard to keep flames from spreading and mitigated a lot of damage. The fire started last Thursday at Skylark Mobile Home Park and then moved to Falcon Mobile Home Park. One person was killed and seven homes were destroyed. Rising humidity and a chance of showers are reducing the risk of wildfires in southern Colorado today. The National Weather Service is forecasting that 20% chance of showers later on this afternoon, 30% chance later on tonight. The chance of rain increases to 70% tomorrow. Critical fire weather will be expecting to return on Thursday, though, and then another significant chance of moisture coming in towards the weekend. We'll have the complete forecast with Chris in just a moment. The Federal Reserve chairman said the central bank will continue to rise and raise interest rates until inflation falls. In a live stream interview with the Wall Street Journal, Jerome Powell said, "We will go on until we feel that we are at a place where we can say financial conditions are at an appropriate place." He added that they wouldn't hesitate on making a decision to increase rates. This month saw the Fed raise rates for the second time this year. The inflation rate continues to hover around a 40-year high. The El Paso County Coroner's Office has determined what happened to a man who died in a single car crash in Colorado Springs. An autopsy determined that 55-year-old John Venenza had a medical event that caused him to crash while he was driving near East Kachara Street and Wasatch Avenue last week. The coroner says he died from natural causes rather than trauma caused by the crash. 14 people have died so far in crashes in Colorado Springs so far this year. Colorado Springs is close to being the best place to live in the United States. KRDO News Radio's Bart Petzl explains.
That's the judgment of U.S. News & World Reports, which ranked the city second overall in its annual Best Places to Live list yesterday. Colorado Springs was ranked sixth overall last year. Boulder was also near the top of the list, ranking fourth overall. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News Radio.
Parkview Medical Center is closing its inpatient psychiatric service unit. A spokesperson says the decision was made because fewer payers were using it. The spokesman noted that alt psych rehab program and outpatient behavioral practice will be used. Parkview will also be trying to find employees to spot or land a severance package if they can't find work. Staffing will determine when that unit ultimately closes. And finally, let's go all the way down the script and tell you the Country Music Hall of Fame has its list of the newest members. Lisa Taylor has more.
Jerry Lee Lewis will be inducted into the Country Music Association's Hall of Fame. The association announced new additions this morning, which also included music industry executive Joe Galante, who's noted for his role in developing the careers of Waylon Jennings, Dolly Parton, Alabama, Vince Gill, and Miranda Lambert, to name a few. Keith Whitley will be posthumously inducted into the Modern Era Artist category of the Hall of Fame. Legendary performers Brooks and Dunn announced the new Hall of Fame members during a live stream from the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Temperatures up and down the next couple of days. Partly cloudy and warm this afternoon with a high of 85 degrees, 92 in Pueblo. More numerous showers and thunderstorms ahead for Wednesday afternoon and evening, and a little cooler with a high of 76 in the Springs, 83 for the Steel City. Then hot and windy once again on Thursday afternoon with critical fire weather. Highs in the upper 80s, Colorado Springs to 93 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.